It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hey, Jamie. Kirk.
Jamie.
As you know, I'm a super audio technician.
Yeah.
Like, this needle is hitting the red like crazy.
Is it?
And I have it all set up, but I think David Prue screwed it all up for us.
Yeah. Thanks, David. Should always throw David under the bus.
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about fun things, getting your house ready. You know what was funny? I was going for a walk maybe 48 hours ago. We were walking the dogs, and I realized this is how sad it was. I go, Why are the leaves all yellow? And John goes, because it's
science.
Fall. And I went, I'm not prepared for fall yet at all.
Nobody is.
No, I'm still pretending
winter just
that it's
got
summer.
Over.
And then it was so cold, but today it's like trying so hard to be nice. It's trying to be nice.
Lisa's like, oh, the leaves are changing. Lisa is alive, by the way. Leaves are changing. I was like, yeah, I was out mowing, and I was mowing up a bunch of leaves already on the. Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just not ready.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's done.
Even though my parents were like, oh, it's so warm in Vegas. We're in the pool. It's so hot. You can only go in the morning. And I was like, yes, that's still summer. That feels
right. I hate everybody south of our latitude.
I know. I'm going to take a bite of my Wendy's burger. Okay, what are we, to us some fun facts.
Fun facts. How many calories are in a Wendy's burger?
Worth it.
2,000 calories.
Worth it.
No, Wendy's is great.
Worth it.
Little treat every once in a while. Okay, so I on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Posted a couple days ago, took a snapshot of, just taking a look at the market. Just took a glance. So there's, guess how many active listings there are, residential listings.
Oh my God, 284.
413.
Okay.
And guess what the average median list price is?
382.
350. This is, again, active stuff. How the median days on market?
61.
Sorry, I was drinking something. 46.
Okay.
For three bedrooms, guess how many active listings there are? I'm going to break them down by three bedrooms.
Great. So, 47. No, I'm sorry. 147.
Yeah, 158. Median list price for a three-bedroom home?
410.
365. for a four-bedroom home, how many active listings would you guess?
100.
74.
Okay.
And median list price? A four-bedroom home?
410.
425. And my last quiz for you, five-plus bedrooms, how many active listings would you guess? This is I wouldn't know the answers to these, just so everybody knows. I'm putting Jamie on the spot.
42.
54, good. And median list price for five-plus bedroom homes?
580.
467.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're pretty close on all of those.
That's got to be North Pole price.
So have you noticed on the MLS, everybody's just whacking at prices?
Yeah.
Everybody's just taking.
I'm telling you, it is the weirdest. This is what I said because I've never gotten so many calls, and I actually owe, if you're listening, I owe a realtor some feedback commentary, and I'm going to do that tonight. I've set aside 2 hours. I'm going to get in for all my showings and give some good feedback because here's the problem.
That's important.
Is that the houses have shown beautifully, but the buyers that I have, and I have so many buyers, we are having like the most in-depth conversations. So they're asking very specific things. They're
right.
Saying like, I need this, I need this. So I'm going to give a perfect example. I went under contract with you because we looked at four different duplexes, all of them absolutely stunning, but the buyer said to me, I need a certain amount of rent is what I'm looking for to really feel super comfortable because he would like to purchase another property in the next 2 or 3 years. So he had a vision of exactly what he wanted. And then I brought in our property managers. They basically, I sent them exactly what he was looking at. And they said, there's no way on one of the properties that he could get this. On the other three properties, he could definitely get the rent that he was looking for. Then it came down to location, the drive, the extra stuff that they were kind of looking at doing. And then we just had to factor all that stuff in. So some of those properties, it wasn't that they weren't great properties and that they didn't show well, but that's where they're stuck. I mean, even some of these houses, they're showing really, really well. They're absolutely beautiful. But my buyers are kind of like, I don't want to live there. This is why. I don't want to do the drive now. I'd like to be more picky. They're okay even if they go away. Like, I have sent, Jerry has a duplex. I have sent that duplex out to, 9 different clients. I don't know what they're waiting for. Like, right. It is every single, they have given me a list.
It's not interest rates because those aren't going anywhere.
They've given me boxes to check. Those duplexes check every single box and they're like, okay. And then I don't get anything.
It's amazing. You know, I have that one on Erkeg for $680. Jared and I have those ones on Trinidad for upper sixes.
Yeah, 620. Both of them those are 620.
Those have been tons of showings. Yep. I can't believe how many high-end duplex buyers are out there right now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But the market's crazy. It's, I think a lot of sellers were just pent up, ready to sell, and finally everybody's noticing because 80% of sellers are buyers, and so they're all waiting for to sell their house before interest rates go down. A lot of just life is happening. They're like, okay, screw it. I got to sell my house. So, I mean, I've never taken so many listings as I have this summer, and it's been a bunch. And they're selling, too, but we're pricing appropriately. I'm advising people don't price at the top of my range. Phone call after phone call. Don't price at the top of the range right now. That's not where we're at. This isn't, you know, 2021 where it's a Mexican standoff where everybody's going to shoot each other to get into a house. It's not like that. So,
but here's what's also bizarre. I'm also getting phone calls like on the back end where then people are saying – that I saw a house. It's now pending. I'm very interested in that.
Oh yeah. I set up seven and she gave me a list of seven and four of them already sold.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
so don't get me wrong. It's house by house. And so
yeah, it's very weird.
It could be all sorts of different factors. So just make sure you're being smart about it. And most of the realtors out there right now have not been through these cycles. You know, I was at a hot market early 2000s, crash of 2008, building back up, down COVID and post-COVID. I mean, I've watched these ups and downs. You got to stay ahead of the curve both ways, whether the market's going up or going down. And people aren't doing that. And they're watching their houses sit on the market. So just be careful.
So, we are getting a lot of questions from, I think the issue is that here's what I'm getting from other realtors is that their friends whose house have sold very, very quickly are telling like sellers, well, my house sold really quickly when I sold it 2 years ago or this happened. And I'm just like, okay, this is not these buyers. These buyers are okay if like I've literally had a client where I was like, okay, if this is the house you really like, we should put an offer in because it is going to go quickly. It's in a very desirable area.
Exactly.
This house does not come along very often in this neighborhood. The house went within 48 hours.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it really did go. And I said, that's what I told you.
No, and I've on both sides of competing offers too the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. Yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, I probably put in 2, 3, 4 competing offers and I've had 2, 3, 4 competing offers on my listings too. So it can go both ways. Again, it's property by property. So just be smart about it.
All right. What else we got?
I was going to go.
We have more fun facts.
I was going to go pay a bill real quick while you were talking.
Oh my gosh. So the way he is on the radio, I
know,
I swear.
ADD. So let's go to Jamie. Are you following me? Going to our Facebook page, which you are on all day, every day, posting all sorts of great stuff.
I know.
Mm-hmm. We did a post regarding getting your house ready for fall. So
So the temperatures are dropping. Think about things that
except for in Las Vegas where Jamie's parents are.
Oh yeah, I know. It's so warm there and so beautiful. Okay, so things to think about. We talk about this every year, and I am. Oh my gosh, can I attest to this? I am going to give it. Oh my gosh, hold on. Can I pick? Oh, what is there? I'm going to give them a shout out. The Wilbur Brothers, Mechanical Contractors. Mm. I am going to give them a shout out. And I will say this. So again, we always go, I got nothing but, we needed help with an HRV. There is a company in this town that everybody recommends, or several companies that everybody recommends. I went with a smaller company. I called the Wilbur Brothers. I missed their appointment. And then they were 2 weeks out. I booked them the 2 weeks out. We really needed them for a closing. And then I called them. I stalked everybody. I called everybody that does HRV systems from here to North Pole to get for your property that we're working on.
That.
And then I called the Wilbur brothers again and I said, listen, I am absolutely desperate. I cannot describe the situation that we're in right now. If at all you have any cancellations, if I could be put on a cancellation list, if anybody does call, we would take the first available. I would let the clients know, you know, what's going on. I said, I am ready and prepared. I will take that phone call. I don't care if it's morning, night, whatever. They called the next day. They said, yes, they would put me on a cancellation list. They called me the next day. They said they had one the following day if I was available to take that. I let the renters know immediately. Because I had one contact, they got us in. So I will say their customer service was phenomenal. I think they're a smaller LLC here. So I just, again, I think sometimes you need to branch out. They were absolutely phenomenal. Their detail was phenomenal. We got, nice. I think within 20 minutes, we got the quote. They took down all the information. They gave us an estimate of what the job was going to cost. So, I do want to just give them a shout out because they were great. And a lot of companies, I feel like, do not call you back. Do not. I cannot tell you how many people I did not. I left messages for. I said, yes, I would take a call. I always have my cell phone with me, especially when we're getting close to closings. Left messages with every person they told me to. Nobody returned that call. So the reason I went on this rant is because as we get closer to fall, people start talking about they want their boiler serviced and they want things as they get into preparation for winter. And then they start thinking about, oh, I need to make an appointment. A lot of these companies are booked a month out. Some of the people I called for the HRV alone were booked until the end of
September.
Yes.
Man.
So, again, it's just things to think about. So it just can be very overwhelming, especially when it comes to boilers, furnaces, Toyos, a lot of those things. So I just cannot stress enough when you're going to bring in an outside person or a company, it's really, really important to even, here's another example. We use, Little Bits?
Yeah. For dirt?
Yep. We use Little Bits Dirt and Turd Herders. They're the same.
Okay. So I didn't know they were connected.
Yep,
okay.
So
I've heard of both.
They do our septic system. I called them in June, I think in June. And they were incredibly booked up. And I gave them a shout out and said, listen, whenever you can fit us in, I don't care when, if you could get our septic pumped, we would just like to have that. We have that done annually at our house. Just get us in. And I said, our house is always open. You can come by any time. Just send us the bill when you're ready. So again, sometimes just getting on the books in the summertime for something and prepping for fall is phenomenal.
As you guys know, Jamie dominates the airwaves and it's at her hamburger's detriment.
I know. Did you pay your bill?
I'm texting with her. I can't. It's for the Go Winter Show. We do our property managers go out there because a lot of people they can't sell their house. We put it up for rent. So, we got to pay for a booth.
Oh my God, this hamburger is delicious. Shout out.
Wendy's is pretty good, man.
I know.
Shout out to Wendy's. You're giving everybody a shout out.
I would say, though, they could bring back like a Burger King. Oh my gosh. Did you see the Facebook post where the little couple ate in, what's the new restaurant that's coming? The fast food place, the chicken
Cane's?
Place? Cane's. They said Cane's has opened.
It's been coming for like, what, 3 decades?
Yeah, but it was just a little couple having lunch in the Cane's parking lot on their car. And they Facebook posted it. I thought it was pretty funny. What is funny is I didn't know about Cane's chicken. I never heard about it.
Me neither.
I went to Vegas and my father was like, oh my gosh, let's go to this chicken place. And I was like, okay, where is it? What is it? And my dad was like, it's so good. You're going to love it. He takes me to
You would
to
be thinking
Cane's.
It'd be Chick-fil-A, but no.
No. Took me to Cane's Chicken. And I went, oh, I think we're getting one of these. My father calls me. We talk every day, my dad and I. He asks me every day if Cane's Chicken has opened. I'm like, no, Dad, it's not open. I don't know if it's ever going to open. But he asks me all the time, and it just makes me laugh that there's like a Facebook post, is Cane's Chicken ever going to open, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, at this point, I'm so over it. I don't even care if it opens, other than those people that probably have applied for a job. Is it break time yet? Have I talked us through our first segment of the show?
I assume it's Sunday now, so I'm probably should get a break. Just mess with you. All right, we're going to take a break so Jamie can eat her burger. We'll be back in a moment.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day, plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday, and when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And CC.
Who's not going to get on the radio?
Why?
She could. For those of you that don't know, CC is Kirk's daughter. She's in the radio, in the studio with us today.
Come on, CC, get on. Okay, no, CC's dead to me.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk. What else? What else? So HRVs.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about getting the house ready for fall.
Ah.
And okay, so a couple things to think about. Having your heating system serviced and make sure boilers, furnaces, and toilets are running properly.
Why?
Because for
is that,
most.
Is that really important?
Mm.
So yes, I was just telling Jamie about, I had somebody at one of my listings who's managed by another property manager, and he was there to do the clean, tune, inspect for the sale, and he couldn't do the inspect, or he couldn't start it up because it was out of fuel. And so I was actually out there texting the seller and the property manager. But yeah, it's check your fuel levels, get fuel.
Yep.
Our 3-week Iran war is not over, so... I don't know what you guys are going to do betting on fuel prices. If you look back at our Facebook post, I posted the months that you should, the lowest months to buy, purchase fuel. So I think it was August or September was one of the low months. So think about filling up for the wintertime and yeah, get your boilers clean to inspected. And like Jamie said earlier, just like the HRVs, those guys are going to be booked up. So plan accordingly.
Well, and I'm still putting those in almost all my offers is I'm having them inspected whether or not I'm doing it. It's up to the, again, buyers. So if I'm representing the buyers, I'm telling them, listen, even if it's at your own expense, it's just safer because we don't know. We don't know if
up
they and, run.
Jamie, up until COVID,
yeah,
clean to inspect was on every offer, everybody's offer.
Yeah.
It was just standard, you know, just like we do septic language, every single one.
I don't see it on anything. I don't see none of them. When I am selling a house, nobody puts that on their offers.
That's right, because everybody's still back in 2020 land, and it's now 2026.
And so, like, on
as a market's balancing out, we can start asking for more stuff.
Yeah, and I'm even telling my buyers, listen, even if it's at your own expense, that's a huge expense if those boilers are not working. So, like, for example, I have a buyer right now that's buying a house, which has a huge shop on the property that has its own boiler system. And I said, listen, we should have both of those inspected, because when the engineer went through, the engineer said, everything looks good, but I can't really get the boiler run. Like, it's running, but I think he shut everything off, so it's not kicking on. Could have been out of fuel. But I said, we need to make sure that everything is working, so you don't walk into, again, can you get could you get a Toyo in there? Yes. Are they kind of inexpensive? Yes. But after you've purchased a house, to be hit with a $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 boiler bill, that's not anything anybody wants to do. So I just think to pay $700 or $500 or even $1,000 to have all those things clean, tuned, and inspected, and know that that's just something off your checklist, totally worth it. And that's just something I've been pushing almost all my buyers to, except for my flipper, who I'm adoring right now. I just said, at this point, everything is so scary in that house that he's flipping that he got for in the low 30s.
I remember.
Yeah, and I just was like, at this point, everything should be replaced in that house. So check your fuel level. Get on a regular delivery schedule if needed. I'm going to caution.
I shut mine off because of I don't want to pay $6.50 for fuel. Yes. So
I'm going to encourage that. I'm going to encourage a couple things. I think when we got hit with the higher cost of fuel, if you can get your own fuel, I think that's fantastic. If you can't, I think checking and then doing like dipping your own tank and then calling for it and being more on your own terms. And I say this because one of my best friends was on a regular schedule and then, of course, kind of was ready for summer, and they came and delivered. And then she was hit with another like $3,000 or $4,000 bill that she was not prepared for when summer hit. So I think being on your own terms is just a phenomenal reality when you could be getting fuel at the highest peak time versus when maybe the fuel prices have dropped a little and then you're asking them to come and deliver.
Yeah, scroll back on our Facebook page. I did a whole post about that, and it shows by month the average price in Fairbanks. So yes. I think the last year or two, I think it's what we did.
And we've talked about, I think on another one of our shows, we talked about there's actually a Facebook, I wish I knew off the top of my head, but there's a Facebook post where you can actually go somewhere and check out all the prices of fuel across Fairbanks. So they tell you what the fuel price is on the airport if you're getting it yourself, which I think is fantastic. And I am all about loyalty for these fuel companies.
Me too.
But if the prices, if the prices are better somewhere else, I think it's great to give feedback to that company and say, listen, you know, I'm able to get fuel for 25 cents cheaper, and by the time I'm running the numbers, it's saving me hundreds of dollars throughout the year, $1,000 throughout the year. So, the times are tough, and we got to do what we have to do. The next thing is disconnecting exterior hoses, prepare outdoor faucets, water line for freezing temperatures. So really start wrapping up. I know Kirk and I did a whole show on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year we started talking about just starting to kind of go through and look at where we have all of our outdoor things.
Go ahead. Total tangent. Do you water your lawn?
Mm-mm.
We used to, but the water tables have come up, and we get so much water now, and it rains, and it's more humid, and so it's been 4 or 5 years, I think, since I've turned a hose on to water my, but
we don't have a really nice lawn, though. We have, like, lawn and weeds, and then John would like to have a nicer lawn. I absolutely refuse. It is not something I want whatsoever.
But people, if you do have hoses, you don't furrow, and you don't want to damage the hoses, they're going to expand and split, and then water can go in the pipe and freeze inside behind the wall too. So just it's a good idea to button
but
all that
we do
up.
Have we do have hoses. We do like wash our cars and we do all that stuff, but We don't like put a sprinkler out or anything like that. No, the water takes care of it, and then we just have to mow it, which the way our lawn is, it's really like the weirdest. I'm hoping that if we do put in a shop, that it will level out everything. But yeah, it's a weird setup. Okay, think about, this is really, really important. Clean the gutters, check drainage so fall rain and snow melt move away from the foundation. You and I harped on, we did an entire show that we harped around getting things away from your foundation. We talked about how this is going to be the biggest leaking.
What do you mean getting stuff away from foundation?
The gutters, the water.
Okay, the water away from the foundation.
The water.
Yeah.
And
water's evil.
I showed, I think I went to 3 or 4 houses. They were stunning. And the amount of water damage from gutters, you could see where it was hitting the door frames, where it was hitting the windowsills, where it was splashing in. It had actually rotted out some of the windowsills. It had actually, one house, because my client who's looking as a builder went, doesn't have a gutter at all. Look at what it's doing right here. It had actually rotted out the sliding glass door frame. So all of, like, I had to take pictures because I was thinking, oh my gosh, if he's going to make an offer on this house, we're going to have all of this fixed because this is going to be an absolute no-go for him. So it was just really sad because it was all due to the gutters. One gutter being missing, another gutter was so full, you could see that it was just splashing stuff over. I do not encourage, if you cannot get up and clean them yourself, if that's too difficult, or if you're at an age that is really strenuous on you, there are people out there that do that for you.
True.
And there are lots of people that are looking. I mean, if you want to make sure that they're licensed and bonded, great. There are companies that will come in and do it. But it is really important. I think a lot of people don't realize that gutters are really important on your house. They protect a lot of things because we're noticing we are missing one gutter, I think, on our house.
Thanks.
And so it's in a weird spot, but it's the splashback from where it should have been put on our house, which we're going to put it on this next year. It's just discolored like 3 of our like boards, so we'll eventually replace those. It hasn't done any damage to our house, but it's just other than the discoloration. Another thing is to look over your roof, flashing, and chimney before they're covered in snow. So again, there are a couple roofing companies. I don't know a single one anymore to recommend. But you could definitely look up different companies. I know there's a company out of North Pole. I know there's a company in Fairbanks that does your roof. So having them come out, I think, didn't you have a chimney guy?
Yes.
That you like?
Yeah, he goes to UAF, and he came and did both our chimneys at the same time, one for the boiler and one for the wood stove.
But
he gave a small little discount to do both.
I think what's fantastic is getting somebody up to actually look at your roof. You can have them come. Take a look at it, see kind of what the life looks like. They'll give you an estimate on. I know when we had our guy before he sold his company, he was actually saying we had about 3 to 4 more years on it, and then gave us an estimate for a replacement, checked everything out, took pictures of everything. It was just really, really fantastic.
Nice.
He did a fantastic job. So, and then he actually, when we had the roof replaced, he put the where you can hook yourself up on the roof. I don't know what those are called, roof restraints or some kind of hookup where you can, if we scale the roof, we can clip ourselves to the roof. I don't know why we would want to do that, but my husband felt like that would be necessary. And I went, I'm never going to get up on the roof and clamp myself to it. I don't know what those are called. Somebody listening to this show,
you know,
Vince
that we use for inspections sometimes, he on his ridge put little areas that you can clamp on, so you can put beaner, you can wear a harness, and so you don't fall to your death.
Well, we have those now, because that's, I guess, what we're going to do. We're never going to do that.
Will you text me when you guys are doing that? Just so
so you can videotape.
I would like to go viral.
Yeah. Okay. So, a couple other things. Definitely check weather stripping around doors, windows, and drafts. And every time Kirk and I talk about this, we always bring up your garage door weather stripping. People always forget that. You can see it very easily when you shut your garage doors.
And it's dark out now, so you can actually go check on those.
Yep. So a lot of people do their doors, a lot of people do their windows, and then they skip the garage doors. And that's a huge, especially if your garage is heated, a huge loss of heat for you. So it's, and we actually, what was the company that we had come in?
Alaska Door.
Alaska Door came in. They do a fantastic job. We actually saw a bunch of their different garage doors that they can do, but they can come in and they can fix that. They have a huge molding that they put on that looked, I mean, that thing looked industrial. So just some different things. My father just brought this up, so this is kind of funny. Test smoke and carbon monoxide detectors and replace batteries. We're struggling with our dog, who is just having traumatic stress episodes with the
your poor dogs, man.
I know. So my father said, oh my gosh, you need to go through the house and test your smoke detectors, because his smoke detector had gone off and it scared his dog so bad he went into the closet and would not come out for the rest of the day in their walk-in closet. And so he was telling me, you need to make sure you've done all this. And so my husband said, is it time already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So my husband was saying, let me just...
Just so you guys know, Jamie's brain, this is like, it's been like 1 minute we've been on the air.
But he was saying we should always do it when the clocks leap forward and fall back. So that's our time to remember to do the testing.
Should we do a part two show of this?
Yeah, we'll talk.
Do we have
we'll
enough?
We'll talk fall. Yeah. We all, really? We don't have enough?
Okay, everybody, go enjoy your Saturday. Please stay tuned for Behind the Mission with the United Way. And be sure to say hi to CC if you see her on campus. Take care.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.